on Wednesday, which was August 9th, the United Party campaign announced that Eastenda Vera was going to its campaign headquarters in Cinco to announce the full campaign team. And in that vein, we also encourage our partisans to assemble and welcome our standard bearer at the party campaign headquarters. To our utmost surprise today, when we got ready to go, there was a huge traffic. It was impassable. And later on, we were watching on online TV where supporters of President Weah, CDC party had gathered, and they began to attack our supporters. They did not stop there. They went as far as reaching our campaign headquarters and wounded some of our people. They attacked us. They beat some because we have planned, in accordance with the Farmington Declaration, not to engage in any form of violence. This is not the first time. On the opening day of campaign, President Weah's party took cascade bearing the pictures of our standard bearer, former Vice President Joseph Boakai, which is in clear violation of the Farmington Accord that we signed to keep the peace. They attacked some of our supporters. They brutalized our District 9 Women Coordinator. The police were fully informed about our activities today. We did not see the police officers until the CDC had perpetrated violence against our people. And we have made clear that moving forward, we will use every means possible to protect the lives of our supporters and well-wishers, since the police has not been able to provide such protection for us.
Mr. Ali, let me ask you, because the CDC says your party ignored their campaign schedule and you went ahead to schedule your event. Where is the truth?
This is a complete lie. In the first place, when you have campaign activities, the Elections Commission will inform the other parties. But besides that, we were not involved into district-wide campaign activities. Our activities were confined at our campaign headquarters. Even if the CDC was having a program, that could not have interfered with our activities. And it is a clear indication that no party or supporters of other parties are to interfere with activities of a particular party at their headquarters. This is the second time that the CDC has encroached on our headquarters and they have brutalized our people. And that's why we want to make emphatically clear that any form of violence against our supporters, our well-wishers, our sympathizers, we will protect our peoples.